Okay, in our book, Archangel Raphael introduces himself as the angel of consecration and dedication. And although I've heard this word all my life, remember my father was a minister, I'm a missionary kid, so I was around church all my life, evangelical Christian church. I had to look it up because I realized that it was one of those words that I just used because I was taught it, but I didn't really know it. Consecration means to make or declare something as sacred, to set apart, to sanctify, to dedicate something for a sacred purpose. And this is what Raphael helps us with. His specific service to the universe is to radiate into us, those who have dedicated their life to serve God, his blessing, radiation, and care. So, you know, he goes to list nurses, doctors, priests, ministers, anyone who is on the path, any initiate or chela. And we are chelas. We are, you know, students of this work. We are masters becoming masters. We're ascending masters. I really like to use that more than students, since I heard Matt Kahn use that, because it really is different. When you become a master, you are learning mastery. You know, it's not like somebody is going to teach me this, you know, and I don't really feel like I'm teaching this to you. I feel like I'm just helping all of us remember. Anyone who has voluntarily dedicated his or her energies to serving life, he is here to help us, okay? That's what he's here to do. So I want to just read something here because we're being instructed in the law of consecration this week, really focused on this in this chapter. You know, it wasn't focused on healing so much, which I'm really grateful for because I think this is a really underserved area, especially for, I don't know, I don't want to say especially for anybody, but maybe just for me. Okay, so I'm going to read from page 283. And in the Kindle version, it's under Reconsecrate Yourself Daily by the beloved Archangel Raphael. And this was downloaded in September 26, 1957. Remember, all these readings were discourses that came through Geraldine Innocente through the Bridge of Freedom work. And, you know, basically, Saint Germain just opened up the doors and said, hey, I want you angels, archangels, to speak and come down from the high vibrations and start to participate in. I need all hands on deck, basically. And the Bridge of Freedom, that whole story is pretty amazing because they moved a lot of stuff. We are benefiting from their work in the 50s. And as I spoke out loud in the Company of Heaven, I'm going to say again, I know my life was specifically changed by their work because I was born May 29th, 1954, and May 1st was the age of Aquarius began, and all this work was going on right at that time, and the work they did to free a lot of the Mother Mary worked specifically with some of those women and Kuan Yin to come and pray over the children, unborn children specifically, that were going to be suffering from certain maladies, and I really believe I was one of those because every time I get my astrological chart read, I'm always asked, are you ill? Have you been sickly? And I always say, never, you know, and I really feel like I've been blessed with healing. All right, enough of that. Let's read here. I want to read from the third paragraph down. What is the very first thing that your own individualized I Am presence did when it first felt and cognized itself as I Am? So you were a spark of the divine. And then, beloved, you were a spark right from the great central sun, right from Helios and Vesta. And then when they put on that little garment of your threefold flame of the omnipresence, the omniscience, and the omnipotence of God, you became an I Am presence. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going off book here for a moment. Have you thought of this when you first, then you recognize yourself as an I Am presence? And we're like, oh, I am. Before any other activity took place, Your individualized I Am Present knelt before its godparents in gratitude for life and self-conscious intelligence and asked for a consecration of that life, wheresoever it might choose to serve, through the use of its God-given free will. So you were given free will, and you said, I want to serve. That's the first thing you ever said. Thank you for my life. I want to serve. Thus, your godparents, in response to your free will request, did so consecrate all the life you might ever use through all the ages of time to the fulfilling of God's plan in any sphere, realm, or planet into which your enthusiastic search might take you. Now, the Holy Christ Self, being part of your individualized I Am Presence, is also a being who, of its own free will, has asked for and received the God concentration of its life. Of course, it has no desire to use its own free will destructively. Releases to and through you the life which animates your outer personality and soul, constantly and silently awaiting your request for its assistance and to be allowed to radiate through you. Isn't this amazing? More information about who that Holy Christ Self is. Just waiting. I really got clear this week that your Holy Christ Self is not the same as your guardian angel. We're going to talk about guardian angels when we come back. But your Holy Christ Self is that part of you that continues to be the wisdom of your soul, the Christ being. And all Holy Christ Selves are connected to each other. That's what they call the cosmic Christ. Okay. So in this instruction, because we are here in this density and this misuse of the energies of God, we must reconsecrate our lives daily, especially our four lower bodies, you know, our mental, emotional, physical, and etheric body. There is a distinct pattern to do this consciously. So this week we're going to ask Archangel Raphael to help us reconsecrate our lives daily, hourly, moment by moment, if necessary. So the first thing is we decide firmly that we will serve God according to our best capacities. The second thing is we listen to our guidance to how to best use our talents, virtues, and assets that we have to fulfill the divine plan for our life. I know that you all know this and probably do this already. And third, you follow the guidance. You know, we ask for it, get it, now you got to follow it. I'm laughing because this took me quite a while to surrender my life and my will to that higher aspect of my guidance. And when you do that, when you start following that guidance, a great love for God, for yourself, and all things begin to stir. I know that you felt this before. And then number four is you'll start feeling selfless and have a great desire to surrender completely to God. This is when the angels have the most opportunity to help you lift up your whole frequency, your entire life, and, of course, to also to use you to help lift up the rest of mankind. And then when you slip into any kind of negativity, you continue to ask Raphael to reconsecrate your life. Okay, so he says this. I will reconsecrate any member of your vehicles. Okay, any member of your vehicles means any of your body. So let's say you're really out of whack emotionally. You can ask him to reconsecrate your emotional bodies. He said 24 times an hour if you will ask and you require it. I do not mind. It is my reason for being. That is why I'm in the universe and am one of those who is assisting in the freeing of Earth's evolution at this time. I love that he said that. I love that he said that because it reminds me of what I'm here to do. I don't mind doing it. I don't mind doing it over and over and over and over again. You know, I will sing the songs that absolutely help people to open their hearts a zillion times, the same song. It doesn't matter because that's what I'm here to do. So what you're here to do, we don't mind, you know. I will be here to listen, whatever you're being called to do. And how wonderful that he has said, I will reconsecrate your life over and over and over again. Okay, so this week, these 2 weeks, what we're going to really do is we're going to focus on walking in the way of our sacred life, of our consecrated life, to walk in the way of wholeness. So consecrate and reconsecrate your life every day. Ask for help from Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary as often as you need it.